Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Owls. Isaiah 34:15. The great owl will nest there and lay eggs. Good morning, children. After learning about nocturnal animals yesterday, let's look at owls for our adventure in creation today. When we think of cute, round-faced, big-eyed birds called owls, we think of wise, old. Maybe it's because of their big eyes, but owls are a very special creation of God that He created on day 5 with birds of the air and fish in the sea. They are nocturnal, so they sleep during the day and are active at night. Owls eat mice and other small mammals, lizards and rodents, and large insects. They are called night watchmen of the gardens because they do eat mice, rodents, and rats. There are 145 types of owls in the world. Approximately 18 types live in North America. They have strong hooked bills and talons, eyes designed with night vision, and broad, virtually rounded wings, and can see very well. They live in woodlands and cities, and they have round faces and great hearing. The great gray is the largest of the owls in North America, and the great horned is the most common year-round resident. Snowy owls live in the north and are beautiful and all white. I saw a beautiful snowy owl in the woods of Montana, and burrowing owls, cute little brown owls that live in the ground in Colorado and Florida. The logging industry in the northwestern part of the United States had to stop logging because of one of the smallest of the owls, the spotted owl, as their forest habitats were being destroyed. A great horned owl flew silently over my shoulder in a forest in Colorado in the winter. The wings were huge, and because of their feathers, it never made a sound. God made owls on day 5 of the creation week. They help keep rodents, mice, and rats, their populations down. Thank you, Jesus, for owls. They are wonderful birds who truly help keep our environments cleaner. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.